Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the virtual studio is Mitchell Levy. He's the AHA guy of AHA That and the CEO and thought leader architect at Think AHA. Now, many of you may be wondering, AHA and thinking, how does that connect? Well, let me tell you, Mitchell is an Amazon best-selling author with 56 business books. I bet you don't know someone that's written 56 business books. He's a contributor at Entrepreneur Magazine, and he's advised over 500 CEOs on critical business issues through the CEO networking groups that he's run. He's also been chairman of the board of a NASDAQ-listed company. So we're going to have a fantastic time tonight. Thinking AHA. Mitchell, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. How are you this evening?
Fran, I'm doing great. It's great to be here, and I have to tell you, I love your company name. How cool is that?
Yeah, you know, I think you and I are sort of on the same path here. So I am really excited. Thanks for the compliment. Significant Business Results is something that I discovered after really listening to my customers. What is it that they wanted from a business coach? And they definitely wanted results. It was all about their business. And if they were going to make an investment in themselves and their business, they wanted it to be significant. But about me, Mitchell, you've got a really compelling story. And as I shared, you've really contributed to kind of the entrepreneurial ecosystem in a lot of ways yourself. And you're all about collaboration and helping others get their ideas out. Tell us a little bit about why your company name, Think AHA, and at the core, what's the value system behind Think AHA?
You know, it's a great question. I think it's my first time asked this question. When I started the book publishing company, and we now own four different book publishers, I started that in 2005. We published over 800 titles. And initially, I called the company Happy About, because I wanted, you know, the authors to be happy about writing with us, our readers happy about reading. And, of course, we all want to create a Chicken Soup of the Soul series. Exactly. And one of the imprints that we created was an imprint called Think AHA. So we created one called Superstar Press, 42 Rules. We published for a number of large companies. We published all their titles. And it turns out I had so many people complain about a happy about. They just didn't take the company name seriously enough. And I just really loved the direction that Think AHA as a company was. So I do my speaking and consulting out of Think AHA originally. And then it turned out to be a book series where we now physically publish books that we produce in the AHA That platform. And what we're doing is we're all about the AHA. We're about getting people have that AHA moment. My entire life has always been about having that light bulb go on, where you could actually present an opportunity for somebody to see things in a different way. And I think earlier on in my career, what I've been successful at doing is their light bulb turns on, and then they get to go off and do their own thing. This is kind of what coaches do. And what I love about the platform AHA That, it's actually a platform that not only can the light bulb go on, but now they actually have a tool set, and my team will support them in such a way where they can actually make it happen themselves. And so I'm positioned really well to take all the things I've learned entrepreneurially and those entrepreneurs I've helped and really help scale that to a whole new level.
Well, that is an aha. Now, I know that several of our listeners, publishing companies, 800 titles, you and I have had a conversation that the listeners weren't privy to, but I know now that you make it easy for people to really become a thought leader and do some things that they might have been talking about for a long time. Tell us about that and tell us why, you know, books are so important. We're in the digital age. Why should people even bother?
I can't even tell you over the last decade how many times people have said that books are dying and will go away. And I have to tell you, they don't. Physical books are still here to stay. Online books still, what's the difference if you write an ebook or versus writing a physical book? You're still considered the author of a book. And if a client is looking for a particular solution and you have a book that specifically addresses their pain points, they're going to hire you because you've written a book on the subject. To answer your question, when we started at Happy About, we were creating books which were, you know, 25,000-30,000 words. Typically, we would publish, you know, the industry would take 18 to 24 months to publish. We would publish in 2 to 4 months. We then created a book series called 42 Rules, which were comprised of 42 500-word articles. And in that series, if you've been writing a blog for a year, your book is mostly done. When we created Think Aha Books were comprised of 140 bite-sized quotes. So you've been tweeting, your book's mostly done. And the silly mistake I made, which I rectified about 3 years ago, was we wanted people to write a physical book, the Think Aha book, which was 140 quotes, which we published in physical form. We wanted them to write that before we would let them take the book and we'd put it in the iPhone platform. And in the iPhone platform, any of those quotes are immediately shared. Well, when I went back to my consulting routes in 3 years ago, and I became that thought leader architect that you read about in the title, one of the first questions I asked myself is, okay, why am I being silly enough to want people to write a physical book before we do the ebook? Why don't we do the ebook first? And that was a huge aha for me, and now you're going to really like this one. When somebody writes 140 quotes for a physical book, we had 80 authors who did that, and on average, it took them 60 to 80 hours. Okay, because they're writing the paper. It would just take a while. Now, 60 to 80 hours is significantly less than a couple hundred and certainly a lot less than 1,000. So we were thinking, man, we hit the nail on the head. Okay, so then we created the Aha That platform. Previously, it was called the Aha Amplifier, where people would then write the 140 quotes, and it would go to a social media-enabled ebook. We call them AHA books. So we've had over 200 authors use the time-tested, proven process and write their AHA books in 8 hours or less. So it kind of
– I was waiting for that. 8 hours. It's powerful.
It's shocking. The shocking difference is – if you're writing a paper and you want to make it perfect, it took 60 to 80 hours. If you're writing to a social media-enabled ebook, it takes people 8 hours or less. I have two authors who could write their book in 2 hours. It's not great after 2 hours. They need a little bit of work. you know, but they're very –
okay, in all fairness, full disclosure.
Yeah. Well, they're very – they could sit down and actually just bang out 140 statements that quickly, but then it needs a little bit of work to clean up. But here's what's fascinating. If I could tell you, and one of my favorite stories is an author who I was standing in front of a group of consultants. I told them they could write a book on the weekend, and the first consultant who raised their hand and wrote their book, this is a Friday, wrote their book on Saturday, I'll publish it on Sunday, and I'll make it free. And so I had a woman by the name of Kevin. I love women with men's names. So Kevin stood up. And she said, I'll take you on. So she wrote her book. She's a PhD in organizational development. She wrote her book on a Saturday. We published it on Sunday. And 10 days later, she picked up her first client.
Wow. Talk about significant business results. That's a pretty fast turnaround. Yeah.
So I like the time to market. Now, once again, full disclosure, this wasn't a new client for her. This is somebody that she's known for a while, but she hasn't talked to in a couple years. So she used mm-hmm. the asset of a book to tell her network, hey, I just wrote a book on this topic. You want to see it? And it was a reminder mm-hmm. that she was out there and could solve the problem. And it, so it was somebody, right. it wasn't somebody new, but it was somebody that she knew mm-hmm. who then hired her. Pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I want to get into the logistics a little bit more because you've developed a metric that's very powerful. Writing a book in 8 hours, 200 authors writing books in 8 hours, and the format is a series of quotes. So one of the questions that people may be asking is, are they my quotes or can I pick quotes from Socrates? I mean, where are these coming from? What about copyright issues or plagiarism? What? So can you sort of break down the process and how does that link to being a thought leader and solving a problem? So I want to, you've mentioned a number of concepts. I'm just trying to pull it together for folks that may be saying, this sounds exciting, but how does it work?
But I'm concerned. I'm confused. I got it, friend. Good question.
Right,
so
right.
Mm-hmm. The platform itself is ahathat.com. And I want to give you one more URL. It's ahathat.com/author. And on the author page, we have a 7-step process, and that's where we've had over a couple hundred authors write their books in 8 hours or less. And mm-hmm. I'll talk about steps 1, 2, and 3, and then we'll answer your question about plagiarism and quotes. So step
sure.
one is a Word document or a Google Doc, and I have 4 questions. It's not a book proposal. It's what's your name, what's your bio, what's the summary description of the book, and more importantly, mm-hmm. who's your audience and how are they going to benefit? So what's
Absolutely.
Really nice about having that content is when we publish a book, we'll do a cover design, we'll do a copy edit, and we'll do a content edit. The content editor mm-hmm. needs to read that information to know that what you wrote is actually what you said you were going to write about. So that's how we do
mm-hmm.
the content edit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Step number 2 is I have a single page PDF on how to write a good aha message. So how to write a good quote. So even if you don't mm-hmm. want to publish an aha book, why don't you go to ahathat.com/author and you could pick up a single page PDF on how to write good quotes that will be compelling in social media. And that's free. There's no cost mm-hmm. for you to do that.
Wonderful.
And then step number – oh, my pleasure. And step number 3 mm-hmm. is we give you an Excel spreadsheet or a link to a Google Doc where you put in your content, and because we want it, it's basically 140 by 140, so it's 140 quotes, which are 140 characters or less. And so mm-hmm. we have a spreadsheet that keeps track of the number of characters.
Mm.
Okay. So those are the simple steps. You know, you could see steps, you know, 4 through 7. One of them is mm-hmm. to pay. We charge to have an aha book. We want your picture. We want to do a cover. So we, you know, there's a couple of those as well. But really steps 1, 2, and 3 are most important. You asked a very interesting topic. Tell me about plagiarism. Tell me about whose quote. It's typically the quote of the author, unless the author is crowdsourcing content from a group of people. So a good example, we had an instructor who was teaching a senior level marketing class, and she had her class of 72 students all contribute quotes. Fast forward a year, and we put their names and their Twitter handles as part of the book. Fast forward mm-hmm. a year, 50% of the students stated that they got their first job because they were part of the AHA book. Really
wonderful.
Cool stuff. So,
what a wonderful
so in this
teaching and educational tool. I mean, that's,
oh my God.
That's super.
Oh, and by the way, we have a scholarship program. We charge $450 to do an AHA book, but for teachers and students, we have a scholarship program, so it's free. So happy to do that anytime. So the interesting part is the content typically is the author's. And it is okay to quote other people. So if there's a quote in the marketplace you want to share, you can. You just have to give it attribution, right? And what's one of the big problems that we've solved is that every quote in the system has either a Twitter handle or a LinkedIn profile associated with it. So when you share somebody else's quote, you're actually sharing the fact, you're sharing the author's name as well. So you want, if you're writing content, you want people to steal it and share it because they're actually sharing to their network your content, mm-hmm. and you're getting attribution and being, you know, shared. You're actually being told, and the world is actually seeing that this content's being shared.
Wow.
Is that helpful?
That is really helpful. And Mitchell, I'm going to have you share that URL one more time because you are doing exactly what you talk about, and that is providing valuable content that helps people who are struggling with how do I get a book done if it's going to be a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of money and I don't know where to start. By identifying those first three steps, those are wonderful places for people to start. So if you'll share the URL, then I'm going to ask some more questions because I can see I've got some folks sending me messages saying, Fran, I want to learn more about what this is.
Absolutely. So the URL is ahathat.com/author. And at the top of the page is, a couple-minute video on why you should do an AHA book. So we talk about that. We've got testimonials. So I've got a number of our existing authors who are talking about – so they do a video. It's like a one-minute video on with their testimonial viewpoints. And we try our best to make it as simple as possible. And, of course, we're all learning every day. So if somebody says, that didn't make sense, we'll figure out how to fix it so it does in the future.
Mm-hmm. I hear the energy, the commitment, and I would even say the passion in your voice. Why are you so passionate about what you're doing? I mean, you have multiple companies. You have multiple streams of income. You have 800 authors that are, working with you. So how do you, where does this passion, where is it rooted? And how do you kind of keep that passion on a day-to-day basis?
I'd say one of the most simplistic things, and it's really a little interesting to me. I have a son now who is 18. He's now off of college, so we're now empty nesters. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much from raising a child. And I think every parent will tell you that your goal is unabashedly to help your child, your children do a better job of who they are and what they do. And I think I feel that way about the human condition. And about anyone who wants to help themselves, if I could put a tool in their hand that'll help them be more successful, then I'm so interested. And in the old days, I was around during the dot-com days. I was an e-commerce consultant talking to companies about why they should use the internet to conduct e-commerce over the internet. And I could tell you the CEOs who told me they would never do that, but they did. In the book publishing company, I think I made one major mistake, which I fixed, and we'll talk. This will show you where the passion came from. Everyone who starts a book publishing company wants to create a new Chicken Soup of the Soul series. They want something that just takes off like wildfire. And so I created four different entities like that. And what happened is I tried to brand the company name, branding the name Mitchell Levy. So when Forbes and Fortune and Inc. and Entrepreneur Magazine started writing about the democratization of book publishing, my name wasn't known. I had four different smaller publishing companies that just weren't known. So I wasn't quoted. And so I then started 3 years ago, I started going back to corporate and doing consulting at corporations, helping turn experts into recognized thought leaders. And I can't tell you how many people have told me, well, the thought leadership concept is dying and there's so many and everyone's a thought leader. And the answer is yes. And actually, it's not only dying and becoming new, more and more people need to be a thought leader, although I like to rename it to be an AHA leader. And who your AHA leader is? I know, this is so cool. Your AHA leader is your own personal curator, right? Because we all don't have time to learn everything. And so if you find somebody who is knowledgeable in a particular space and you know and like and trust them. They're authentic people.
Mm-hmm.
When they come to you and they say, hey, I've done some research in this area and I think what would be relevant for you would be A, B, and C, wherever that is, mm-hmm. you're going to like them. You're going to trust them. You're going to follow them. Well, I think we all need to be AHA leaders in the areas that we want to grow and be passionate about. And for me personally, there is nothing more exciting than helping people see their passion and achieve it. Can I tell you one success story? Would you mind?
Sure. Please share.
So not that, I mean, there are tons of authors who we've had authors who have just either closed clients. We had authors who have increased their revenue. I had one who increased her revenue by 6 times. One of my favorite authors, we've done 6 or 7 books with him so far. And one of the things he's done is he wrote a book with his 16-year-old daughter. And the book is titled, Mom and Dad, I Promise I'll Get Into College. So,
wow.
A cool title. Now, if it took 100 hours, they would have never wrote it. They wrote this in 4 to 5 hours, and we spent more time updating it. Now, he's going to get her on the speaking platform. We're going to run an Amazon Day campaign so she could be an Amazon bestseller. And so when she applies to college, she'll have spoken on the topic and been a best-selling author. How cool is that?
That is totally cool.
I know. And so the next thing he did is he's bought a golf franchise. And so we're right now working with him on a book, which is how to create a profitable – how to make your golf course operation profitable. Right? So very narrow niche.
How many people care about that?
Well, guess what? There's over 21,000 golf courses in the U.S., but it doesn't actually matter. Because what's going to happen is he'll create the book, he'll turn it in both a paperback and hardcover version. He will then send the hardcover version with a personal handwritten note to the person who runs the golf course. And the golf course operator is going to read a Think AHA book, which has 140 really cool, compelling quotes on how he can make incremental revenue and be profitable. And who is he going to take the person's call when he calls? And the answer, of course, is yes. Right? What a great way to become that expert and to be able to give an asset to somebody, in this case, a hardcover book that has 140 ahas, only 1, 2, or 3 need to be relevant. And all of a sudden, you know, they close the deal.
Right. Wow. Mitchell, I love what you're doing. I really love what you're doing, and it just makes so much sense. As a business coach, I can, you know, even before we got on the air, I was kind of thinking of some of the clients that I would like to introduce you to and have them really check out what you're doing. We are, though, running short of time, so I'd love for you just to make some closing comments. What would you like to leave Significant Business Results listeners with, so that they look at the world with that think aha kind of perspective?
You know, I'm going to answer this question, and one of the questions you told me to prepare for, and it's what is your favorite quote? And it's really interesting because, you know, there are tons of quotes over all age. And by definition, we have now over 500,000 users and 35,000 quotes in the system. And here's a quote that's not in the system yet. And I was talking to a guy. I just met him a couple weeks ago, but this is going to stick for a while. He's responsible for turning the executive team into thought leaders at his company. One of the execs came to him and said, why do I need to use Twitter? His response was, are you ready? His response, so why anyone who's listening, why do I need to use Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter? The response was, if you are not willing to use 21st century communication tools, how could we expect you and feel comfortable with you running a 21st century company?
Oh, wow. Let me learn.
So it comes down to that simple point. Use what's being used today to communicate. be effective at it. Mm-hmm. If you write an aha book, which is super cool, you by definition are creating your social media marketing plan, because 140 quotes can then be shared over social media easily, and you're putting yourself out there as an expert, and you're closing business. It's a win-win-win.
Absolutely. Expert, putting yourself out there, and saving time, and really addressing your target market, because it's all about solving a pain. Strategic.
Absolutely.
Fascinating. And I really, really appreciate that you took some time this evening to share your perspective. I want, again, for folks to know how to get in touch with you. You're on LinkedIn. You're on Twitter. How can people follow you in addition to going to that website to get
free
PDF?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, go to ahathat.com or ahathat.com/author. My email is there, so you can certainly find me that way.
Mm-hmm.
You could also Google Mitchell Levy, and I'll basically come sprinkled across all of social media. Feel free to connect to me on LinkedIn. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, that's easy. If it's Facebook, tell me why, right? Because Facebook has a limitation on the number of folks. But I'm happy to connect. I answer all of the questions myself. Sometimes it'll get to my people first, but then I'll answer. And I want to make sure that if you have a serious problem and you want to learn, you want to grow, that I am available to help you. And so it's Mitchell Levy. Go to ahathat.com. And I'm absolutely looking forward to, Fran, you have such insight. I'm absolutely looking forward to your aha book.
Well, thank you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So I have already, again, before we got on the air and we were talking, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to be a client.
I got it. I see it. Well, it's just, It's cool. I mean, that's the other thing is I'll answer one last question. I know we're out of time. So I'm passionate about what I do. I love it. And I'm actually at the intersection of where the world will be in a very short period of time. I don't know if short is 6 months or 18 months. And that is you get the power of being the author of the book and combining that with the reach that one gets with social media. And you can do it for a very limited budget. And for here's the cool part, in 8 hours or less, you can write your own book and then use it to close business.
Wonderful. And I was going to say for a significant impact, but to close business, we're talking the same language. Mitchell, thank you again for being a guest. I look forward to hearing the success stories from the Significant Business Results radio listeners as they pursue the value of working with you and really getting more of what they want. So have a great evening, and thank you again for joining us tonight.
Fran, absolutely my pleasure. By the way, that'd be a fun show to have a bunch of guests online to talk about what they did. That would be fun. I'll be there.
Okay. I think we can make that happen. Since it's 8 hours or less, what we'll do is we'll set a date for 4 to 6 months from now. And we can make that happen. Have a great evening. Thanks again.
Thanks. You too. All right. Take care. Bye now.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.
Fran, you still there?